K-Boom 108, we're right, they're wrong. I'm David, that's Mike, it's the Mike and David Show, and we are talking flag burning, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes, immediately.
Meaning yes.
At the stake. Are you kidding me?
What are you talking about?
No questions asked. Burn these people.
What? Burn them?
What are you talking about?
Flag burning.
Oh. Flag burning.
Flag burning.
I didn't hear the L.
Ah, sorry about that. But I'm with you.
Sure.
I'm with you. If that's what we're talking about, I'm with you. But that's not what we're talking about. So, flag burning. Big controversial subject here in this country and around the world because they know that it's a controversial subject here. We see all these terrorist dudes all over the place burning our flags. And it's like, you know, is it really any skin off your nose?
It shouldn't even be controversial. It just should be, don't do it, period. That's it.
Yeah, if you do it, we invade your country.
Yes.
And we grab your oil.
Yeah, and well, it's really our oil. We're the ones who need it, and we're the ones who use it.
That's true.
They just happen to have the land it's on.
Right, and I don't know what that's all about, but that's another day. So flag burning in general, though, has become an epidemic. I mean, you have people burning flags. You know, it used to be the flag got burnt as the way that it ended its useful life. I mean, if you look up ways to retire a flag, yeah, you can fold it and you can put it in a box and you can, you know, send a child off to war and get killed and, you know, have the flag come back as part of that and sort of retire the flag. You can do that. But one of the ways to dispose of is not the right way to say because the flag is so sacred, but the one way to, one of the accepted ways to, you know, take it out of service,
retire
it, is to burn it, but not in anger.
No.
Not draped over, you know, the Lady Liberty. Not, you know, not in a group of student insurgents who are dancing around it gaily singing Death to America.
All these people yodeling while they go ahead and do that. I agree.
Yes.
It's foolish.
You want to fold it nicely.
Sure.
Into the triangular shape that we all know as the storage shape for the flag.
Almost like a hat.
Right.
Like when you make one of those newspaper hats.
Exactly. Yeah. And by the way, the flag, and this is a little known fact, if you were to fold the flag into one of those newspaper hats, it would not only look more stylish than a typical newspaper hat, but it wouldn't leave behind ink stains on your forehead.
Oh, absolutely.
And it would actually provide more absorbent protection from the occasional ink spill that those hats were supposed to protect you from. Because they were newsprint.
True, but you don't want... You don't want to get ink on the flag. Are you advocating spilling ink on the flag?
No, I'm just simply pointing out the absorptive properties of what flags are usually made out of, which is cotton polyester.
It would protect you from said ink spill.
Yes.
I see.
A polyester cotton blend is always going to outmatch a newsprint.
Right.
Just regular paper.
I'm on board with that.
All right. Now, having said that, because flags are made out of cotton and polyester, they're pretty easy to burn. So you always have the option of either standing there silently in reverence of the flag or burning it. And if you're going to burn it, the only way you can burn it is if it's flammable. If we decided that we didn't want this to be a problem anymore, if we wanted it to go away today, we could do it. Mm-hmm. All we have to do is make our flags out of steel. Huh?
American steel.
Oh, of course. American steel.
I love it.
I mean, we could make it steel with steel little hooks to make it so that it could be flapping in the breeze.
Yeah.
Or we could just simply make it out of one solid sheet of good old-fashioned rolled American steel.
Just see it sitting there stiffly on a pole.
Oh, yeah.
It's not waving in the breeze. Because you know what? Honestly, the wind needs to watch itself, too, blowing our flags to and fro. We need a steel flag that'll stand up and say, hey, you know, back off, wind.
Back off, wind.
You can't blow us.
Right.
You can't knock us off our perch.
Sure.
We need to stand here and defy you. And a steel flag would defy even the wind.
Right. And it would not be flammable, which is my original point.
True.
I hadn't considered the whole wind angle on that, but I'm with you.
It's about time the wind got some comeuppance. The wind, it's pushed us around for far too long.
Oh, don't get me started.
But I agree. You couldn't burn the steel flag and still red, white, and blue, yes?
Oh, yeah, and get this. That which you cannot burn gets stronger. especially steel. What happens when you temper steel, huh?
Yeah.
You burn it, you let it cool down, you burn it again, you let it cool down, you burn it again. And that steel is going to get harder and harder and harder, right?
Just like the heart of America.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you take this steel flag, you put it on newly reinforced poles, because let's face it, it's going to be a little heavier.
Yeah.
And proudly she waves, my friend, and nobody is going to step up and burn that flag.
You may have to put up a second pole and put it between the two of them.
Sort of a...
like that.
Sort of a bunting thing?
Almost like a goal post, like a football goal post.
Yeah.
And then you put that perched of the flag.
Sure.
It's held up by all of them.
I see a new sport. I see a variant on an old sport.
American ball.
Yeah, absolutely. K-Boom 108, we're right, they're wrong. You're listening to the Mike and David Show. We're talking about the flag. It's burning. It's not burning. The Pledge of Allegiance. We turn towards the flag. If we're in the military, we salute. If we're not in the military, put our hand over our hearts. Our right hand. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Not our left hand.
No.
Our right hand. Because right is right.
Yes.
And left is wrong.
And the right hand always knows what the left hand is doing.
That's true. So, if it wasn't just the Pledge of Allegiance first thing in the morning at school, because that's really all it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we do say the Pledge of Allegiance sometimes when we go to civic thing down at the Stillwater Arena. If we go to the
Elks Lodge or something,
yeah, you know, we'll stand up and we'll say the Pledge of Allegiance. But truly, it has fallen out of favor. There's all this business over whether or not the word God should be in there. There's all this business over whether or not kids should be forced to claim that they are allegiant to a government, our government. Why wouldn't you want to be allegiant to it?
You live here.
Please. But there are those. I'm not going to name names. I'm not going to name names. There are those who would like to see that dealt away with. I say.
Yes, and then we could all pledge allegiance to nothing and let our steel freak flag fly.
I say in your face, Mr. Yeah. and Mrs. Liberal.
Yeah, take I that, say, Mr. and Mrs. Harry Armpit.
I say we take the Pledge of Allegiance. And we don't do it once a day as a child. We do it 6 times a day, age non-specific. When I think about the way families have been disintegrating, for me, it comes back to a lack of respect for those who are in power. You know,
yeah.
It's a lack of respect for the institutions that have made this country great.
Is there anything more inspiring than walking and seeing a family kneeling with their eyes closed
mm-hmm.
and speaking in unison?
No.
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 Not.
No. There isn't.
No. It'll get you right in your throat. It'll get you right in your heart. You'll feel it in your stomach. You'll feel it in your lower intestine.
You start to feel like an American again.
Yeah.
You start to feel like, hey, maybe there is hope for this country.
We need to get back to that.
Crazy.
We're Americans.
That's right.
That's
we're
who
all
we are.
Americans.
And therefore, you need to let your government know that you appreciate everything that they do for you.
Now, on top of all that, maybe you combine that whole thing. If it's convenient to do it while you're in the bathroom, you know, when you're done on the... What?
I don't even want to think about that.
Now, come on.
Have some respect.
You know, you have a problem with bodily functions.
Have
That's your
respect.
Problem. What?
That because you know
imagine
why?
This.
You know why? Because bodily function, here's the thing, it's a metaphor. When you're in the bathroom, you're getting rid of waste
toxins,
from your body.
Yes, waste, yes.
Right. And that's what this country needs to do. This country needs to
right.
take a big trip to the bathroom
and then what?
And get rid of
and
the waste
what?
That it's got
and
inside
then
of it.
And then what?
And then your temple is clean.
No. And then what? You wash your hands.
I want to wash my hands of this whole damn thing, quite
right,
frankly.
Right, but the point is you wash your hands.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you have no problem with people washing their hands and then putting them under a blow dryer or grabbing paper towels and stuff and doing that whole washing thing. Why would you have a problem with people bowing towards Washington and reciting the Pledge of Allegiance, not on a flag? Because if they're doing all that stuff, they're not burning flags.
I'm all for that. What I'm saying is I'm not saying they should be in the bathroom doing it. You shouldn't be going to the bathroom while you're also saying the Pledge of Allegiance towards America. I'll tell you what.
You just think it's disrespectful.
Unbelievably so.
Really?
Because the people who sneak into this country, the people that are abusing this country, the people that are telling our government that they're not right, they're essentially taking a dump on this country.
Okay.
And the two should never mix. The two should never meet.
I see.
You know what? Take care of your business and then take care of your obligation.
It was, look, I was just thinking.
I respect you. I don't mean to come down on you.
Compliance is important.
Yes.
If you're going to set up a rule like this, you want people to do it.
Sure.
So, you know, what you don't want is you don't want people going, oh, I'll get around to it next hour.
No, there will be designated times so you know to take care of your bathroom nonsense before you do it.
Wow. I'm gonna say you're right. It was just a wild hair idea that I had, sure. But I understand your point, and I think it's a point well taken.
Well, this is America. We can have differing viewpoints, and then eventually one of us is right and the other comes around.
That's certainly true. I have a feeling though that if we don't do something about the flag burning thing, that we're going to lose all respect for what to some people is nothing more than a piece of fabric with some, you know, some coloring in it, some dye in it. And I'm all for smaller government. I'm all for less laws. But I think there needs to be some regulation here. If we're not going to do the steel thing.
Let's be clear. Less laws is good.
Yeah.
But if you're enacting laws that help us and protect us,
yeah,
by all means, go ahead.
Here's my thought. We chat up Alderman Hughes and we say, hey, at least in Stillwater, at least in this slice of the world,
it has to start somewhere
where we have control. That any flag that's within the city limits is treated with a chemical. Now, just bear with me on this. Is treated with a chemical that when it is burned, if it unfortunately falls prey to one of these pinko hippie Nazis that likes to burn flags, that this chemical that it's treated with will also burn and give off fumes that immediately immobilize the perpetrator. Because sometimes, I don't know if this happened to you, but sometimes you'll be driving along and there'll just be a flag burning there with no one around it. And you think to yourself, well, who did that? You just want to find the people and just take them out behind the building and just smack them around.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But they're not there.
So you're proposing soaking a flag or treating a flag.
All flags. All flags.
With some sort of a nerve agent.
I'm thinking a nerve agent. I'm thinking curare. I'm thinking, who knows, whatever. I mean, there are plenty of people that are smarter than me that can figure that out.
Sure.
Yeah. So I say we just simply create the situation where it only takes one or two people being completely immobile and losing their bowel control and having someone else come along and pick them off for burning a flag.
Yeah.
It only takes one or two of those before people realize, hey, maybe I shouldn't burn the flag.
Yeah, once word gets out.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm thinking, if that's the case, if you can make it a real penalty for people to burn the flag, but not necessarily harm others. Like if you were to turn it into a nuclear explosive or something like that, yeah, you'd blow up the perpetrator. But you'd probably take out 14 city blocks at the same time.
Yeah, you take out a chunk of America.
You're looking at one person paying the price for their own actions with this nerve agent. And it can be done, my friend. I've seen movie after movie after movie where things just like that have happened.
Right.
And look, if they can depict it in Hollywood, it has to be real. Am I right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Things for you to chew on. K-Boom 108, where we're right and they're wrong on the Mike and David Show. Back in a moment.